You pan like the panhandler's doing.
Okay.
You
get hands out.
We had a good time.
Okay. Let's continue with the Rambam, gentlemen.
Oh boy, let's
learn. Yontif, Perik.
The Shlach is up.
Dalid, Halacha, Yud Test, Chapter 4, Law 19. Okay. We're going to get to that.
234. It's 300.
The rumor is it's on page 234.
362 if you have the Hebrew.
No word.
234, 235.
No word.
No
word. Broken.
All right, after Howard, you don't want to be broken. Okay, we're starting a new topic within Hilchos Yontov here. Dvorim Rabim Osru B'Yontov Mishum Seres Mikach U'Memkar. Many things the rabbis prohibited because of the decree of doing business. We know on Shabbos you're not allowed to do business, and similarly with Yontov. Pasuk in Nehemiah says that there were people who were, you know, they were bringing fish and selling all kinds of things on Shabbos to the people of Yehuda and Yerushalayim. And the prophets were saying, like, what terrible thing are you guys doing? You're desecrating the Shabbos. And all they were doing was buying. And the reason why you cannot do any buying, we figure there, what malach is involved in somebody handing you an item and you hand him money? What malacha is involved? There's absolutely no malacha involved.
Well, aren't you koning something? You're acquiring something?
That's not a malacha.
Okay.
It's not one of the 39 malachas.
You say you can't go shopping at Sophie's today?
On Yom Tov.
Shabbos
on Yom Tov. So the whole reason it's prohibited is because maybe you'll write down a cheshbon. Usually there's a lot of writing going on in stores.
Calculation.
Right? So that's the reason why you can. It's a pretty eminent thing that will happen. And therefore, you're not allowed to do this. So, on Yontov, it's relaxed a little bit, because you do need to eat. But still, there's most of the prohibitions are in force.
But you couldn't carry the money anyway.
Why? Money's only mixed because you can't buy.
Yeah.
If you could buy, let's say there was no problem of writing, let's say there existed no concept of writing
carry the food
in the world.
Yeah, then
right?
You could buy it.
There's no concept of writing. The money isn't usher, only usher. Since you can't buy, then it's muktzah. It doesn't start off by being muktzah. Nothing intrinsically wrong with a loonie or a toonie. As a matter of fact, even better. Because now I can buy something with it, I certainly could use it. It shouldn't be muktzah.
Why not?
Something inherently wrong with buying
then
at
then
all.
Then it would have a yontif purpose.
Right? So the only problem is rabbis said we're afraid you're going to write it down.
Right.
So therefore, that's why you're allowed to.
So what about
go
a goy
to a store, yeah. Somebody's sick, and you have to go to the pharmacy,
yeah.
And your mamish need the medicine. You could go right into the store and buy it, because it's only a drabbanon, you know. Rather prefer the pharmacy guy, if he knows you're Jewish, he'll say, okay, you bring me back the money tomorrow. But if he wouldn't, you could technically bring the money.
You sure?
Because the person really needs it. If it's like important medicine.
If there was an Arab, could you do it on Shabbos?
If there's an Arab.
That means you could carry the money.
Well, it's better to do it without carrying the money.
Right. But can it be only pikuach nefesh, or if it's just somebody?
Yes, that's
sick?
What we're saying. It
depends. It depends. Can you wait till Shabbos over? Can you not wait till Shabbos over?
It's a pain.
It depends on the degree of pain that person's in. Well, let's say if they're in an ear infection, the baby's screaming.
Oh, then you got to go.
Then for sure you can
go.
That's not a shot. The person's a heart patient and ran out of his heart pills.
Oh, you got to get him. You
know, so those things you can go to the store, because it's only rabbinically wrong to begin with.
Take
better to send a goy. You can send the nanny, is a better thing. But so I'm just giving you what's the problem here. So anyway,
and you can't take the change.
Right. Ketzad. So let's explain. You better off, better, you know, unless your problem would be if you take the credit card, right?
Nothing wrong with you know,
take the credit card
swipe,
to tell you this
thing.
Yeah, and if you don't have to swipe it.
Yeah.
They swipe it. It would be better. If you don't
have to put your PIN number in these days.
You have to put your PIN number.
Okay, ask the guy to put the PIN number in. I don't know. Anyway.
Well,
okay, so let's have some examples of what you cannot do on Yom Tov, and certainly not on Shabbos. Ain poskim domim lechadchila b'yom Yom Tov. You don't set a price on an animal you're going to be purchasing on Yom Tov. In other words, let's say you're even buying it on credit. You're not giving me any money. You don't say, okay, I'll give you $100 for that cow. Okay, it's $100 of sale here. Take the cow home, go shecht it and all that, and tomorrow you give me $100. That, you can't do that, because that's getting very dangerously close.
Yeah.
Once you can start talking $100, then you can say, well, I better write it down so you don't forget it. So Ella, maybe, but what do you do instead? You know, the key is not to mention price. That's the kicker, not to mention price. So what do you do? Now this is one example. You don't have to do it exactly like this example. Ella, maybe shtei behema shava zola, so you take two animals that are nearly identical, put them right next to each other, and you, quote unquote, sell one of the animals to your customers. When you shecht one of them, and you divide up amongst the customers. This one takes a quarter, this one takes a quarter, whatever. Now, but you know which pieces the guys took. The next day, you figure out what's the value of the second cow. You come back, tell everybody, come back tomorrow. Come back tomorrow and says, well, here's this cow. This cow is identical cow. This cow is worth $500. That means the one I sold you yesterday is worth $500. The reason why we're not concerned about writing it down, because I'm keeping this cow over here, and we'll remember tomorrow this cow.
How do you know that he got the leg and he got the breast? And he
why aren't you worried about them writing down what piece they get?
Well, that is not numbers, and that we're not so worried about.
Right? I appreciate that, but how are you going to remember?
Listen, they bring a second cow the second day.
The customer I know the comes total back, and they say, okay, what did you buy? I bought the leg. Here,
so you
okay,
sort
the leg.
Of trust.
Yeah, I mean, there has to be a certain level of trust or you can't do any of these things.
So you can't weigh it for sure.
Right. Yeah, on Yontif, no. That's what's going to come up soon.
Yeah.
Okay, v'chol echad v'echad no sin to mechalkan. Then everybody pays his portion of his thing. So now, for example, k'shei mechalkan, let's say divided amongst a lot of people, lo yomer, don't say, ze ani b'sela, I'm buying a sela's worth of cow. V'atob b'shnaim, you're buying two sela's worth of cow. You can't say that. Shein maskirim shumdom, you can't say any money, because that's what you would most likely write down. Elazen noitel shlish v'zerevi. See, this one's taking a third of a cow, this is taking a quarter of a cow. For some reason, they figure fractions you won't write down. But dollar amounts you will write down. Okay, chav. Kishei machalkin, when you divide up anything, lo yishkul b'mazayim, you should not use a scales. She'ein mashkichin b'kaf mazayim kolik. Because we're not able to make use of scales on Shabbos. Because, oh, I know what you're worried about, we'll get to it. I know what you're...
It's an Andrew's question.
You gotta wait until we get to page over here.
Weighing stuff like
you gotta wait three halachas. You gotta wait for three halachas. We're going to get to your exact case. Be patient. I didn't make an error.
I'm sure not.
So anyway, but the idea of weighing is a business practice. And if you're already weighing things, even if it's not for business practice, and other people will weigh for business practice, they're going to say, oh, this was 1 kilogram, or 299 a kilogram. We're going to start rating it down. We don't weigh at all. Okay. If you want to just stash the meat away from the rodents, in other words, you have a balance scale, so it's up in the air. The rodents can't get to it.
What was the previous language? En mashgichin.
Mashgichin means we don't make use of. That's how the commentaries explain mashgichin. Or mashgich, like to be a mashgich, to eyeball and make use of. So don't make use of it. So now, and even to put meat on the scales to keep them away from the rats, also you can't do it. If the scales were suspended, you can't use them, even though you're just playing keep away from the rats, but not everybody does that way. And other people will think you can weigh things, and then they'll come to sun.
Like,
looks like weighing.
Like
that's what he's saying. It looks like you're weighing. Now, Tabach Uman, a real expert butcher, who he can eyeball, just by pulling a piece of meat in his hand, he knows what it weighs. Osir Lishkol B'yoto. He can't weigh with his hand, even. He says, this is 2.5 pounds. Can't do that.
But that's, you know, it's true, because I was in the meatpacking business for about 15 years. For many summers I worked there. And when you had a box, you know, a box of meat, I could guess within about a pound and a half what that box, you know, 50, 60 pound box of meat. After the whole summer working, like 4 months straight, you knew how much each box weighed. Like, within a pound and a half, you could know how much each box weighed.
So that's what you can't do. And it could be, it doesn't have to be an expert butcher, but usually an expert would be the one who would know this. Yeah. You can't weigh with a complete utensil of water. In other words, measure with that. In other words, if you put something in and the water displaces, and then you see how much got displaced, and you can figure out what the measurement is. You don't draw lots on portions. Again, drawing lots is something that could lend people to writing as well. But you can make lots for kachim, for holy sacrifice meat.
We do that.
To make the mitzvah special. because that overrides, and again, the Beis HaMikdash, we're less likely to make mistakes and things like that.
So is this is only for Kachim, Abasa Kachim, this is for the Kohanim we're talking about?
Even a Yisroel, as a matter of fact.
Can he touch him?
What's it like? Shlomim, something like that.
But that's Korban not Kachim.
It's not?
Well, could it be Kachim still? Kadashim? Or I thought it was more like some of the sacrifices that we give, like a Chattis.
I don't think you bring a Chattis on Yom Tov.
That's true. Okay.
Right.
It seems
Korban Chagiga.
Chagiga, yeah. You bring a Chagiga.
Right, so those.
You eat the Chagiga?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yom Tov.
It seems like it's not really a problem with buying anything on Yom Tov as much as just either transaction, paying for it.
Right, so we're going to get to it. Just wait a few more halachas. He's going to tell us what you do if you want to get something
like a Sobeys
on credit or whatever. You'll see. Hang on. Chavala. Lo yomer adam latabach. Person shouldn't say to the butcher. Did I say that already? No.
Oh, you didn't.
No, it's similar. I don't know. He's kind of repeating himself. I don't know why. He's almost the same halacha. Tainli bidiner. Give me a diner's worth of meat. Basar. You don't ask for it that way. Because again, you can't say money. Tainli chelek ochatzichla. Give me a portion or a half a portion. Tomorrow we'll make a calculation on what's the worth.
Wait, that's missing.
This is like the cow
calendar.
Yeah,
similar.
Yeah,
it's going to
be missing.
Also, when you're going to buy, take from the store on Rav Yontif, don't take a specific measure or a specific weight. Elokaitzu also. So what does he do? Omer lechavani. He says to the storekeeper, Maleli klizet, fill up this utensil, please. I brought my own utensil. Umachar, and tomorrow, no sin lo shav. He gives the word. He comes back the next day. They don't say how much his utensil held. They don't pay based on that. You just fill it up, man. That's all you're asking for.
Does this matter?
Even though this was a measuring cup. Just, can you fill this cup, please?
Okay, so what's the difference
between
barley and
meter? But don't mention a measurement.
Don't mention it.
So all I'm just saying is, here, I got a cup. I need a cup of flour. Can you give me a cup of flour, please? You haven't said a kilo or whatever, just a cup.
No, don't say I'll give me a cup. Fill up my cup of flour. Because you, let's say, you
fill
actually
up this
have
container.
A full cup.
Why?
Fill up
why
this
is
container.
A volume measurement different than a weigh measurement?
Doesn't matter. Either one, you can't do either one.
When
you're weighing in a scale, I mean, that's really weighing. Here, it's you're taking it just to take it.
But if you're saying,
here's my jug, it holds 4 liters.
I didn't talk about 4 liters.
Say 4 liters.
Don't say
4 liters.
That's all. A
scale, my vessel.
A scale automatically has numbers on the scale that's going up and down, and that's exactly what people who sell do. But here, I'm just bringing a cup, man.
Fill my cup up.
Just bring a cup, and
it's even better to say fill my vessel up, because that's a totally indeterminate.
Yeah, because cup could be a weight.
Right. Yeah. Could be misinterpreted. Fill up my vessel.
The poor storekeeper, he's got to remember, oh, this guy.
Well, he could say, I'm not. It obviously, it's not, with people you trust.
Yes. Yeah,
you would not do this with people you don't trust.
I mean, it would want me, if I was going.
Howard, if I came to your store, would you give me? Let me take a cup of flour.
Yeah. But
okay, because I'll come back the next day.
And you got a store, and everybody's coming to get things, you know. You normally think, okay, he got 5 chocolate bars, 10 pounds of this, and whatever. Now all of a sudden, you got to remember, he got.
You don't
got to
remember nothing.
Weird vessels.
You don't have to remember anything, they, Howard. No, they have
sins
to,
on their head.
They have to remember one thing only. Yeah. That's all.
And if they don't, the sin
and they're
their
good
head.
Jews. Yeah. They'll come back if you don't trust them. Say, you, I don't like the way you look. I don't trust you. You don't have to take him. So that's up there.
I take it we're talking about when both the buyer and the seller are Jewish. Does that matter?
Well, at least the seller has to be, the buyer has to be Jewish.
The buyer's Jewish.
Right, but if the buyer causes the seller to write something down and the seller's not Jewish, does that matter?
Why does it matter?
That's right. So I mean, if you go to a non-Jewish store and they write down what you bought.
Yeah, but a non-Jew would never do this for you. I don't know. I don't know if they trust you. I don't know.
They get used to it, actually. Like, you go to the pharmacy.
Maybe. That's his business. If he wants to write it down, that's his business.
Right.
You're not telling him to write it down.
Like, and even if you did, it's for his benefit,
he'll
too.
He'll give you on Shabbos without any questions. You just and he'll write it down. That's fine.
Yeah, only in a Jewish neighborhood.
Only in a Jewish neighborhood.
Okay, good.
And a Jewish pharmacist, unfortunately.
Yeah. That is,
that's a problem, then.
But he's not doing a malacha, really.
He's writing it down?
I don't know if he's writing down. I didn't ask him. He doesn't need to. All he needs to do is put some pills in a bottle.
That's it. That's all I'm asking you to do.
I don't even need the sticker. I don't need nothing. You know, he really wants to do that. I'm not asking him. Okay, now we come, Paul, to your case. Chafbez, Hanachtom, a baker, or anyone else making breads. Modei tvolin, you can measure spices. V'noyis en lakdere, you can put them in the pot. Bishvil shelo yafsid tafshilo. In order not to damage the food. That's the point.
It's directly related
too
to the
much
food.
Spice.
That's the point, because, you know, salt, you could mess the whole thing up. You don't have the right the measurement.
You can't eat it. Yeah.
Avala isha, but then a woman lo somod kemach lo isha. She shouldn't measure flour for the dough.
Right.
Now, what's the difference between one and the other? Because if you have more dough, it's not going to be a loss. You make a little bigger challah, a little smaller challah. Now again, this all is depends on the person's ability to cook. In other words, the Rambam is saying, if you, I guess in his times, more dough, more flour, more dough, more challah. You made another challah. Big deal. But too much salt, the thing is wrecked up.
But
so
also,
that's the point. If the measurement is for the purpose of not wrecking up the food. If it's anything beyond that, then that looks too much like selling again. You're measuring for no, whereas measuring that really doesn't make a difference if you have the exact measurements or not, that we don't allow.
Right.
But when the measurement makes the difference, that's a problem. And therefore he adds on, you don't measure barley to give to your cow. You know,
right.
Because he's not on a strict diet, the cow.
No.
You give him more, a little less, doesn't matter. Elamishah, you guesstimate. V'noisin-law, and you give it. So that is, so your wife's, your question was about what was it specifically?
I can't remember. I just remember the subject.
But I remember it was part of a recipe.
It was part
I
of
remember
a recipe.
Part of the Lushan was a recipe. Once I heard the word recipe.
Right.
See, nowadays, homemakers, they're not like our mothers were.
They
our mothers
didn't anything.
Need a measuring.
They never measured anything.
And once today, it's momish. Like, it's two cups, no, one.
And
cup.
I won't say which one came out better.
You know?
This is on tape.
No, I'm just saying that they're momish. They're so, so I would say even flour nowadays, they could measure.
Right.
Because the ladies just don't have the handle on it. If it's not exact, they can't handle it.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying anything that's part of a recipe, per se, what really makes the difference and will spoil the food, then you can measure because it's nothing to do with business. But anything that clearly needs not be measured, if the only question is, I'm going to make a double recipe or a triple recipe, but I don't need the measurements, then you cannot measure them.
So this is only for Yom Tov, not on Shabbos, because
right.
You can't cook on Shabbos to begin with.
That's right. Ain't going to help on Shabbos. Right. Okay. Umutar, more cases of your friendly local grocer. Umutar likach minach henvani, you can take things from the store owner, the guy you trust, again, and you're not worried about the prices and all these things, okay? And it could be a friend also. Beitzim, eggs, vegozim, and nuts, beminion with a number. You can buy a certain number of eggs. V'chein kol kabayos, anything similar to that. But under what condition? You don't mention any price. Not a number. You don't say, I'm buying a dozen eggs from you. You don't say that. So, what's an example? Let's have an example of a number. I don't know why the Rambam picks this example. He says, don't say the guy already owed him 10 pomegranates or 10 nuts already from the day before, let's say. He shouldn't go to the guy on Yontov and say, 10 li asar, give me 10. So that now I owe you 20. Okay, stam, just take it, and don't say what? In other words, you need 10. You just take them. You don't even count the number out loud. He says, I'm taking these, I'll see you tomorrow.
That's right.
I don't know why he had a pick that he borrowed 10 yesterday, now it's out to 20.
Doesn't make any difference, does it?
I don't understand if we would have taken 10 and said, give me 10 now, and I owe you 10.
Well, you know, it could be, you could even extrapolate it further. I'm taking these, so I'll owe you 20 tomorrow. So he's not
he
really setting the price today, but he's sort of inferring it because he already owed him 10, and now he says, if I owe you 20 tomorrow, he's taking 10 again. So he could be, that may be the case, because if you already owe him some and you're just filling in and you say the total amount, that would also be no good either. You should say, I'm taking these and we'll pay up tomorrow. Whatever the, we'll pay up the debt tomorrow.
Yeah, anybody remembers anything with any numbers?
The guy who's taking it remembers how many he took.
Howard, it's
just
in
one
the
person.
Taker's, it's in the taker's thing. It sits on his head. These are honest, God-fearing Jews.
And he was feels terrible. Are,
you're not talking.
Can
about
you remember
society.
A phone number 5 minutes after somebody?
Yeah,
tells you the
I can remember a phone
no,
number.
Okay, but you can remember if you borrowed from the storekeeper 10 eggs. You remember 10 eggs.
I remember 10.
You remember a cup of flour. You remember okay.
Okay, let's go. Let's go. I want to finish the parak. Chav Dalet. Chav Dalet. You can go to your local storekeeper, or the shepherd that you usually do business with, Etzlo, or the guy who fattens up the cows, the cow fatter, Harogil, that's what they used to going to. You can buy cows and birds, whatever you want. Just say, give me that bird. But on the condition, you don't mention dollars, you don't mention numbers. I'll take six chickens. No, I'll take this chicken, that chicken, these. I'll take this bunch over here. That's it.
Here it says he has to be Jewish, it says, because otherwise might have been harvested or...
Okay, maybe he did it on Yontov. Yeah, okay, yeah. Good point. Chafe, havas Yontov, a loan on Yontov. In other words, you borrowed something on Yontov. We're not talking about buying now. Let's say you borrowed a bag of flour. Okay, now, we haven't written anything down. Well, the guy really didn't make it as a formal loan, as it were, right? You don't use expressions of loaning.
Right.
So you might think, well, I guess after Yontov, I don't have to give it back to him because I never really said I was borrowing it from him. Tovin also badin, you can go to a court and collect it back. The guy says, I don't want to pay back. We can force it from him.
Should you have witnesses?
Well, obviously the Bezin is going to have to have, someone's going to have to prove it.
Right.
So however the Bezin makes it prove. Shim Tomer, if you tell me lo nitva li tava, you can't collect it, and osim lo klum, the guy will never lend him anything. V'nim so nitna mi simchas yantav, the guy won't have any simchas yantav. Chavav, apal pishay magbiin truma maisus biyantav, even though you're not allowed to separate truma and maisur on yantav, because that would be repairing the field, and that you cannot do on yantav. Im hayo lo truma sum maisur shig biyam emesh, but what if he separated the truma and the maisur on erev yantav, and the only thing that was left was to give the separated part to the Kohen or the Levi. Hareza molich on the Kohen b'yontav. You can give it to the Kohen or the Levi on Yontav, because here you're only giving, and it's Simchas Yontav for the Kohen or the Levi. And all the more, so it goes without saying, Vein Tzorach Lomar, for sure you can give him Challah, the Challah you separate. Yeah, yeah. Why? You're allowed to separate Challah on Yontav. Why? Because...
You can't do it otherwise, could you?
Unless you made the dough on Erev Yontif, right. And you could have separated on Erev Yontif, but usually you want to have a fresh challah, you're making it all. So you're allowed to separate there.
Morning.
So there's no halachas of tevel or things like that, so you can certainly give him challah on Yontif, uzroa, vulchayim, bekeva. These are the gifts that a Kohen gets from any korban you bring, and on Yontif there's a lot of korbanos. The zroa is the foreleg, the lechayayim is the jaw, and the keva is part of the stomach area. That goes with every korban goes to the kohen. So there's a lot of korbanos on Yontav in the Beis HaMikdash. You just give it them, and that's not a problem. Keva, yeah. Shemolicham lechem b'yad, you can give it to the kohen. Ve'gaboi tzedakah, what about gabais of tzedakah who collect things from different homes? In order to give it to the poor people, govin mina chatzeres, they can go to people's courtyards v'yontav and take from rich people with permission and to take it to the poor people.
Govin mina chatzeres, you can go to
collect from the courtyards.
Why can't you collect on Shabbos then?
Because you can't go from courtyard to courtyard. No,
there's carrying issues. There's all kinds of other issues.
V'liyu machrizim
b'derech kesher machrizim chobo. You don't call out the way you normally do in the weekday. I guess you know. Stuck a man's here, whatever. You don't do that. Elogoyvim bitzini, you collect it quietly, discreetly. Venosim tochekam, you put it in their little lap. Umachal, can you give it out? L'chol shkun or shkun, that's in every location. In other words, you don't want to make it like a big, it is kind of a business. A lot of these stuff are businesses, not to make any money. You know, you get the big truck in and you're collecting here and there and there, and now you put it, it looks like a business. Some of these look exactly like a business. You collect from this front, collect from this front, collect from this front. Now you go 25 miles away, and you can distribute over here like that. So you got to make it look like you're acting like a businessman. So number one, you don't announce anything, and also you keep it very localized and you don't move it around.
Can I put money in a stucco box on Yontif?
No. Money's muksa. Money is muksa.
So, but that's what the guy's doing here. He's collecting
money. No, not money, food.
Same thing.
It's not the same thing. Food is food. You're trying to feed people over here. So for Simchas Yontif, we allow a person to do that. Even though it begins to start to look like business practices, because that's what businessman does. He goes to the farm, he collects, he goes back in the city, distributes.
Now, shkuna is what?
Neighborhood. Okay,
so
good.
So you come to shul, donate a leg or something or other for tzedakah.
Donate a lamb.
You could do that. Yeah. We'll take all donations. Okay, shkayach, guys.
They're meeting.
Huh?